This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Pirelli Scorpion Weather Active. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I'm here.
All right.
I'm here.
In fact, speaking of Patrick Mahomes, yeah, he'll be stopping by our show to do some NFL trivia, like he always does, our broke Patrick Mahomes, on Tuesday. Join us on our regular schedule, 2 to 4 on the west side. That's 5 to 7 on the East Coast. That's where I'm at right now in New Jersey, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. Again, I'm Covino. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. And Rich.
Yes.
Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? Even Perfett, even Danny G. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 customer service, as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply. Dude. So this hour, we're going to have lots of fun. We're going to do our pick six, bro.
Nice. Dude, I'm live in the Mercedes-Benz studio. You're in your mom's guest bedroom that looks like Ben Franklin's room.
Ben Franklin's bedroom, because this is where the high-speed internet is.
By the way, how's hanging with the fam, man? I mean, listen, it's the time of year where people are visiting friends and family and stuff. It's nice to see every so often on Zoom your mom like bringing you coffee or something. Like, Steven, you're doing your national show in the bedroom.
Yeah, it's not really Ben Franklin's room. It is my mom's. And it's fun, man. Last night, you know what I did last night?
Let me guess. You're at your parents' house. You probably ate bad food.
Oh, yeah, I had pizza for sure every day this week. That's why I'm a little like, I got that, like, you know that feeling when you're,
Chubby?
Like, indigestion?
That too.
Chubby with indigestion?
Yeah, I feel that. But it's okay because calories don't count this week.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's right.
This week, you know, because the new year starts soon. This week doesn't matter.
I gained 5 pounds just looking at the pictures of the pizza you posted.
Right?
I gained about 14 pounds, I think, since being here. So, yeah, you want to see the pizza from Johnny Napkins. That's at Steve Covino on social media. But no, Rich, last night while the Browns were winning, and I caught a lot of the game, but I went to see Godzilla, the new Godzilla, because my Uncle Joe was dead set. Because, of course, growing up, you know, an 80s kid, we bonded on Godzilla. So since I'm in town, Uncle Joe wanted everybody in the family to go see Godzilla. And I didn't have the heart to say, can we just, like, go to a barn, hang, or talk? But, you know, we went, and it was wild, man. It was a good movie, really good. Godzilla Minus One. Because they went back to the roots, man. It's a Japanese film, all subtitles, but really intense. It was really good, and it was my debut, or should I say my return, back to the theater. I haven't been to the theater since pre-pandemic.
That's embarrassing.
I know.
You didn't see Top Gun Maverick.
No, I don't have any regrets either.
I mean, you can make fun of me. I saw Barbie.
Yeah, 3 times.
So, I mean, listen. Welcome back to the theater. All right, we got a bunch to get to this hour. We're going to do our pick six, some of the close games in the NFL.
You want to even ask me if I like Godzilla or what?
Oh, I thought we were doing our big feature next hour, Covino's movie reviews. That's good. Tell us, was it good?
It was really good, surprisingly good. And it had nothing to do with Hideki Matsui for the sports fans out there.
No, different Godzilla.
Yeah, actual Godzilla movie. There's a new one out. It's called Godzilla minus one.
I got to ask, lately, you hit 40, things change a little bit. Like we always say, you hit 40, those little aches and pains might be permanent. Lately, you've been terrible with like, yo, what does that say? And I'm like, Covino, you need glasses. Were you able to read all the closed captioning and all the subtitles?
Fine. It has nothing to do with age, bro. Look at Joey Flacco out there lighting it up. It was something I call COVID eye. COVID eye.
I don't think I have COVID eye.
Yeah, nothing. My sight has never been the same since COVID.
You think it's that? You don't think it has to do with you hit 40 and that's it now?
Nah, okay. No way, dude. I blame all my ailments. Any ailment that I have.
On COVID that you had 5 years ago?
Yeah, I got COVID foot. I got COVID hairline. Sometimes I wake up with the COVID back. It has nothing to do with getting older. You're crazy. Anyway.
Well, I wanted to bring up one thing before we talked about the Joker, because he's in the news and we'll make our picks. I heard Nick Cope during the update, and he said the Pop-Tart ball, and I was like, is he joking? And Danny G goes, look at the video.
You didn't see this?
They warmed up a monstrous Pop-Tart, and they all took a bite?
Yes. Well, they made it look like they ate the mascot, which was also a dancing Pop-Tart.
They had a live mascot that went down into the toaster and then out slides through the front, a giant edible Pop-Tart.
So good.
Listen, way better than getting...
This is why college football is amazing.
Way better than getting mayonnaise poured on you. Like, hey, what do you rather have, mayo, eggnog poured on you, or do you rather eat a huge Pop-Tart?
Yeah, yesterday we talked about the worst bowl game. This has got to be the best.
I think one time I had one too many edibles, and I think I saw that huge Pop-Tart. I think I saw it in my pantry.
Rich was trying to be friends with him.
But no, that's pretty cool, man. I saw a list of some of the craziest bowl games over the years. Maybe at the end of the show we'll go over some of that. But
I still remember when, what was it, the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl, and everyone wanted to go to it because of the Bahamas and Popeyes fried chicken. The one place? Come on.
Covino, I remember you quoted it for years because... It was, and it's always a big ball, the Tostitos, whatever ball.
Oh, yeah. Whoever Fiesta was
bowl.
Announcing it.
The Fiesta. The
Musburger. Yeah. It was Auburn or Oregon. Yeah.
Right. This one's for all the Tostitos.
And I remember you and I being like, what a perfectly seamless tie-in. It was the field goal to win it, right?
It was the national championship game.
Yeah.
We're getting a sponsor plug in.
Does everybody know that clip though? I obviously you work in sports, and
that was the Cam Newton game. Yeah,
yeah, it was. Yeah. I
didn't realize that everybody sort of remember that though.
I wonder if that's got to be in our system somewhere. If you can look for it, hey, what the hell? Try to see. But back in the day, I remember Covino and I getting a kick out of this one's for all the Tostitos.
Well, we still say it every once in a while if something big's on the line. It's for all the Tostitos.
But that, you know, that was
only
the...
Brent Musburger could pull that off too.
Hey,
no one else could do that.
Legend, Brent Musburger.
Yeah, man. Before gambling was okay in sports, he was the one to always drop the lines in there.
This one's for all the Tostitos.
Just stood out.
Yeah. Well, hey. Hopefully,
enjoy your Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, enjoy your Pop-Tarts.
This is for all the Tostitos.
Thank you, Profet. For all the Tostitos.
Isn't it funny how it lives differently in your brain, though? In my head, it's like, this one's for all the Tostitos.
I think it was well said.
Now, why not? Play it one more time. Hold on a second.
This is for all the Tostitos.
Tostitos.
All right.
Well, really, like, finishes off Tostitos, like.
Yeah.
Tostitos.
All right, well, hey, let's turn our attention just for a minute to the NBA because it's hard for me to get into the NBA. I don't know. I know people are into it all year. This switch turns on me in February. Right after the Super Bowl, all of a sudden, it's like the NBA switch, like the power surge is turned on, and then I get way invested. But right now, it's so hard for me to think of anything other than NFL football and some of these college bowl games coming up. But the NBA is bringing it. The midseason tournament got some hype. It had me watching, had you watching. So
in-season tournament.
Did I say mid-season?
I made that same mistake. It's in-season tournament.
When Spot's correcting me on sports updates, I know I'm not paying attention.
There you go.
It wasn't mid to Laker fans.
Yeah, not.
No, it was not.
Yeah. IST, Rich.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, it wasn't even mid-season. It was like, what, a month in?
I know. Hang that banner, Danny G.
It was a couple months. It was nice though. And if you noticed, after the Lakers won, then they stopped playing basketball.
That is, you know,
like, let's take a break now.
They were spent on it. Yeah.
The Joker. We're talking about a guy that, I mean, have you seen I mean, it's been a minute since you've seen someone sort of essentially. The guy could have moonwalked through the playoffs last year. That was a pretty dominant playoff run for the Denver Nuggets.
He made some pretty epic dad shots.
Look at my dance.
He just, you know, he just heaving it up like a dad.
Everyone.
And it just, they all go in.
Everyone in Denver celebrating their first NBA title. Really great moment for the Denver Nuggets. And we remember the funny storylines of Jokic not even wanting to participate in the parade. Remember, he was all like, oh, parade? Oh.
But then he loved it.
Then he loved it, but he was like, hey, I'd rather just go to Serbia. Like, he was...
It's time to go
What's
home.
His parade?
What's his parade? Oh, parade? Oh,
wait, is this Thursday? Oh, no.
This is my wife.
Yes. He was just so disinterested, but that was sort of what made it likable and funny. But you got to remember, now this is hard for me to relate to, and I'll be honest, I'll be straight up with you. We're Americans. We're on the radio. Camino, you and I chose a path of radio and television. I can't say I don't like attention. I like attention. That's why I do what I do. I like talking. I like
not
interacting.
Look what I can
dude,
do.
Stop
yeah,
it.
No, dude.
Look what
stop
I can
him.
Do.
When I you see, love no. to chat it up.
BS.
You're from a different
we're on 600
I don't do this. I never got into radio because I wanted the attention. I got into radio because I wanted to be good at it. Like, I loved radio. I loved music. So not everybody gets into it just because they want to be the center of attention and a mic hog like you.
No, well, that's
you're
me.
There's a little
saying, bit of narcissism in
dude,
there. Come on.
Everybody loves pretend. A little attention. I'm not saying that people or I don't like attention, but I didn't get into it for the attention. I got into it because I like music. And then when I chose radio as a career, I'm like, well, now I just want to be the best at radio.
I thought so you told us before you got into it to get into the Yankees games for free.
Yeah, that was part of it, too. Yeah. I wanted to get some platinum records.
Please,
I wanted to get some access to some things.
Perks.
I'd be Perks. Lying if I didn't tell you that radio and TV and the stuff we've done gave me confidence, helped me get good-looking women I probably wouldn't have got. It helped me with a lot of...
Sounds like it gave you other things, too.
But I'm saying, I love the... I can't lie. You'd be full of S if you said that there's not a part of your job that you love because there's some fun attention that goes along with it. Access. Like, dude, we're going to be at the Super Bowl for a week. We're going to be at the game. Like, that's...
Yeah, but the attention level we get is nowhere near
no.
the level of a Jokic.
I love our little pocket of, like, no one really knows us, but they do know us. Like,
can I name drop?
You always
I'll name
do.
Drop real
Go
quick.
Ahead. Yeah.
We've interviewed everybody under the moon, from movie stars to superstar athletes to...
For real, from Taylor Swift,
TV, television
from
stuff.
Taylor Swift to Travis Kelce, from Joe Montana to
$2
to you name it, we've Kanye West, Jay-Z, Covino, and I. Believe it or not, have interviewed most people you can think of,
and I'll never forget. And it's our constant go-to. We had Tony Danza on the show many times, but one time he said he had the perfect level of fame.
To the voice,
because nobody bothers him.
To the voice.
Ayo, see this right here, and he pulled out a Metro card. He's like, I can take the subway whenever I want. Nobody bothers me. Hey, Angela, Mona, Jonathan. And it's the perfect level of fame because people are like, hey, Tony.
Tony Danza said that he had, and I agree, Tony Danza said that he has the perfect level of fame because.
And there's something true about that.
Like, no one's bombarding Tony Danza for pictures and autographs.
But if he's walking down the street or if he's singing in Hoboken, fly me to the moon. Hey, how are you? And people are like, hey, Tony, what's up? Hey, how's it going?
If Tony Danza's walking down the block, every two blocks, someone's like, hey, Tony Danza, they give him a little, how do you do? And he said that is perfect. He can ride the subway. He gets the eye contact, like, hey, Tony Danza.
So if you ask me, Rich, would I want something like that? Who the hell wouldn't want that? Everybody loves the guy.
That's probably the level of fame that, I'll be honest, Tony Danza's probably got the level of fame that the big dogs here get, like a Colin or a Dan Patrick. Like, if Dan Patrick or Colin was at a restaurant, people at the restaurant would be like, hey, look who it is. There's a Dan Patrick over there. Right?
There's something everyday guy about him, but Sly Stallone would probably still stop in his tracks and be like, hey, yo, like, hey, Tony, good to see you. Absolutely.
But a guy like Sly Stallone can't walk down the block because he would get bombarded.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
We bring all this up because it's very tricky for some people to understand that not everyone that gets into sports and movies and acting and music, not everyone wants the attention. I find that hard to believe because I feel like ego, whether we always say ego's not your amigo, but ego does drive a lot of these things. A lot of rock stars become rock stars because they want women. A lot of people become actors because they want attention and they like being the center of attention. They've been in school plays since they're 5 years old and they, oh, the lead in my school play.
Yeah, but we're a different breed. We're Americans. That's why people hate us. And again, we're consumed with social media, consumed with likes, consumed with followers. We're consumed with celebrity. Dude, as a fight fan, you think Gennady Golovkin did it because he wanted the attention, or was he trying to fight out of a different situation?
No, agreed, but I'm just saying, when you see some young dude in the NBA, if you don't think he loves being famous and getting the women and the club perks and all
well,
the stuff.
The difference between a young American in the NBA
agreed.
And a Serbian guy.
That's sort of the layer of this conversation. Nick Cope, I know you got the audio, if you could cue that up. So, Jokic, you know, arguably, like, he's the guy, right? I mean, Nuggets, defending world champs in the NBA. It's hard for me to understand someone hating the fame that much because, again, I always feel as though if you get into that, you sort of know it all along. Like, this is what comes with it. If you're going to be a star in the NBA, if you're going to be a rock star, if you're going to be Travis Kelce and you're dating Taylor Swift, if you're going to be Patrick Mahomes, like, this comes with you're a star. Stars. And take a listen to the Joker.
Yes, I mean, I really don't like this life because at the end of the day, we are just basketball players, you know, so we are just good at what we are doing. Being famous, I think some people like it, but some people don't. When I finish my career, I really wish nobody knows me, and I really wish my kid or kids in the future, who knows, really remember me as a dad, not as a basketball player, you know. I'm going to say that's going to be my goal in life, just to live in the moment, go drink with your buddy or go have lunch or go play with the kids or go drive horses, and nobody's going to make a big deal of that. And just feel sad whenever you go to the bar, restaurant, some game, people are just taking the phones and out and trying to record you. I think that's really, I'm going to say, rude.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm showing myself. I'm just
living your life. You know.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not saying I don't think most of us would really want to be an A-list celebrity. Like, honestly, for instance, it's a little scary. The life that, and Danny G, I'll put a dollar in the jar. I don't think anyone really would want the personal life of a Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce right now. Because think about that. What that entails. Everywhere you go, there's paparazzi and people following you, taking pictures. Every day there's articles written about you. Publications have designated reporters, like, you're permanently on the story. What story? You're permanently reporting on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce had to buy a new house just to protect himself.
From the paparazzi.
From the paparazzi.
And what goes along with dating, like, Taylor
Swift.
He was
living in a modest house. I'm sure it was worth a lot of money, but like, he had to buy a house that was gated, like, set back,
so,
just because he was dating a high profile person.
I don't want it to come across that I'm a star effer, and all I think is cool is fame. I just think that a lot of people get into this. You sort of know that, hey, the more popular you become, you're going to deal with this stuff. And hearing Jokic speak makes me sort of feel sad, because you're right, Covino, not coming from the American culture, he's like, I'm just good at basketball. Like,
you know,
it's called
humility. Yeah, he has a sense of humility that we don't really have. But again,
he just wants to be a good. He wants to be a good dad, and he wants to go to the pub and have a beer and a sandwich with his buddy, and not have everyone in the restaurant secretly taking a picture of him. And that's, I get it.
He's good at basketball.
I want to make a bold statement that people might not agree with.
Yeah,
but is being great enough in 2023 or 2024, as we head into 2024, to be remembered? Do you now have to play the game of being a public figure icon in order to be remembered as a star?
Yeah, I agree with that statement, Spot. No, I do. It's a double-edged sword. I mean, think of Kurt Cobain, too. Like, he wanted to be great at what he did, but he didn't necessarily want all the fame that came with it. I still believe that there's people out there, even from our country, that aren't equipped for that and built for that.
All right, two layers, Cove.
Like,
for layer one, Spot. Okay, Spot.
I was going to say, like, you know, we've been to all these Super Bowls, and, you know, you always recognize the legends that have walked through all these Super Bowl sets, the Radio Rows, whatever. But, like, think about a good player now that isn't as high profile in 20 years versus a Tom Brady walking in.
Yeah. I mean,
like, it's hard. The attention is drawn to that person that stays in the public eye.
Especially, Spot, because you can't be just great. There's a reason. I'll just give you an analogy. It might be a boring one to the non-fight fans, but there's a reason that Ryan Garcia gets a lot of these big-time fights and gets a lot of attention. It's because he's popular on social media, because he's more famous than other fighters that are greater than him. So he's getting more opportunities. So that answers your question. In today's world, greatness isn't enough. You need to be great, but you need to be able to sell tickets, too.
It's why Canelo Alvarez, while Saul Canelo Alvarez, one of the best fighters over the last 50 years, people didn't know him as a household name until maybe recently, because he was arguably one of the more boring out of the ring fighters. Like, never said anything, never trash talked, never really did much press, and that worked against him. It really did.
Yeah, if you're not embracing that side of the game in any industry, especially sports and entertainment, then you're sort of C-blocking your own success.
Let me separate them for a second. I think sports and entertainment are separate. I'll never believe it. I don't care what you say. I'll never believe when an actor's like, yeah, I never did this for the attention. I'm like, stop it with the whole I love the craft of acting. There's a part of everyone that gets on stage that's like, I want to show people what I could do.
I'm a thespian.
I think that people that are actors, deep down inside, there's got to be a part of them that's like, they love the fame and attention. You're cut from that cloth if you're an actor. Now, athletes, you could just be damn good at a sport, like the Joker, and say, I'm just good at sport. I do not really care about the other stuff. And I believe it. I genuinely believe it. When some weenie actor's like, I just don't like the fame, I'm like, BS.
I don't, you know what, Rich? I don't know if you're right, but I do agree with you.
Yeah, I never believe an actor when they say it, but I believe an athlete, because some athletes are like, yo, I just dominate. I don't really care about all this nonsense. I just play good basketball, or I play good hockey,
and I just
football.
Love basketball. I play for the love of the game. That's what I do.
But to
it's like a guy like Kawhi Leonard.
To give you,
you think Kawhi Leonard did it for the fame of it? And I believe that also made him uncomfortable. You know, or was he just a guy who's good at basketball and he finds himself as the center of attention?
I'll give you two people that are a contrast to each other, and then we'll break, we'll take your phone calls, and we'll do our pick six. We'll get back into some NFL stuff. But I'll give you two people, and tell me how different you view them. Jokic. I want to go back with my horses and family in Serbia. Parade. Just his whole vibe of, I don't care. I'm a dominant basketball player. I don't, this pop culture American stuff for the birds.
Summer? What summer?
He doesn't give a crap, right? And then you see a guy like Tommy DeVito. The minute he starts in the NFL, out comes his agent in his Sopranos suit, making deals with pizzerias, getting this guy on podcasts. Like, you don't see the difference between how scenarios are played.
Filing for trademarks.
Yeah.
I guarantee you there are people who know who Tommy DeVito is and that don't know who Jokic is.
Yeah.
I guarantee
Spot,
you.
Perfect. Move on. That's it. The fact, that's the
how
whole thing. That's American culture versus
DeVito knew he had to cash in, though. Yeah. He knew that it was going to be short-lived. He's like, we got to seize this moment. Jokic is going to be fine for a long time. But DeVito, that was a flash in the pan.
You're right.
Yeah, that chicken parm is already stale. All right, we got more. Kavino and Rich will go over our pick six, our picks for week 17 of the NFL. Next, right here on Fox Sports Radio, in for Dan Patrick.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show, weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
All right, welcome back to Covino and Rich. In for Dan Patrick. Always a pleasure. Day 3 of the Dan Patrick hat trick. Happy holidays. And remember, check out our bonus podcast. We had a brand new bonus podcast yesterday called Overpromised because we can never fit all this fun into our regular 2-hour show, which is normally 2 to 4 on the West Side. So we have a bonus podcast called Overpromised. And yesterday we did our top 10 moments in sports, according to us, which we'll go over later. We're all going to pick our favorite moment of the year.
But it can't be a serious moment. It has to be like some stupid story from 2023.
Right. So stick around and remember to please subscribe or follow our podcast, Covino and Rich. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. We're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, and we're getting ready for our pick 6. But, yeah, Rich, that Jokic thing, man, I completely believe that he's not cut for that. He's not in it for the fame. He's in it for the game. And I think we see the difference between the foreign players and the American players.
Yeah,
not
that
to
was...
say that all American players are in it for the fame.
No, but
a lot of them, a lot of them lean into it.
During the break, I was talking to the guys, and I was saying how the one thing I wish I had said on the air was, I believe Jokic when he says, I want to just ride horses and be a good dad and I don't want to go to a restaurant and have pictures taken. Like I don't like it. I believe him, but here in America, we're such a culture. And listen, I never like bashing anything America because I'm proud to be an American. I love it here. I would never want to live anywhere else. But we do live in a culture of chasing fame and social media, and the younger generation more than us even is like everyone on TikTok or Instagram, they're really just trying to catch their break or have people notice them or look at me. So it's odd to hear someone say, I'm at the top of that and I don't want it. Because look at every kid on TikTok and Instagram that's posting videos of, oh, here's a little comedy skit or here's some hot girl dancing or all they want is attention. Look at me. And Joker saying, do not look at me.
You know, it's also very sad when you hear superstars like Jim Carrey talk about the mountaintop and how sort of a lonely place. Nobody really wants it. You know, you think you do, but you don't.
All right, let's take one call from John in Reno, and then we'll get to our pick six. What's up, John? Covino and Rich in for DP. What's up?
How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
So I was thinking about your Tostitos bowl.
All the Tostitos.
All the Tostitos.
What's up?
Tostitos.
The Bahamas bowl. It's all about the cocaine.
All about the cocaine. Get out of here.
That's a hell of a drug. Come on, man. We grew up with Len Bias. You don't touch that drug.
This is for all the drugs. Thank you, John. You want to get into our pick six? Let's do it. Come on.
Let's go.
Now, the last few weeks, we've been picking six games, and we figure out what the hell we'll play off of pick six because it's so damn tricky to pick games with the point spread.
Well,
it's tricky to even pick it without the point spread.
It's tricky to rock a rhyme that's right on time.
That is tricky.
But it's also tricky to get this right. And so far, got to give credit where it's due. I want to take pride in being the show that gives credit where it's due. Like you said, Dan Campbell, right? He said he was going to do what he's doing.
Yep.
Give him credit. We got to give credit to Danny G.
Danny G, 2 weeks of doing pick six, because we used to do a segment where what teams are nervous, what teams are... No, now it's like, listen, it's crunch time. There's six close games every week as far as, like, we're talking games that you can't really pick a winner. And
right.
Danny G's been 5-1 and 4-2 the last 2 weeks. So, Danny, you're at a 9-3 clip, which if you were a gambling man, you'd be having you've been having a nice holiday season.
Wish I had extra holiday money to really make bets.
There you go. But I picked six games that I think are the closest ones on the docket of games, and let's zip through them. I'll make the notes. I post it on our social media. You can play along at home. If you want to hit us up with your six picks, at Covino and Rich, and we'll see if anyone can get all six right. Because even
which is so hard. Dude, the closest we've come here as a show is La Reina, who works with us. She went 0-6.
Yeah. And by the way, 0-6 is sometimes as hard as 6-0.
Which was great. Yeah.
To hit a six-part parlay money line is virtually impossible. If you could hit a 16 money line parlay, you'd be rolling in the cash. Let's go through the games.
And the worst is when you're out on the first game,
and which is what most of us. I was out on the Steelers Bengals game one last week. I was like all right,
well, I'm going home.
And again, Rich posts this at Covino and Rich on our Instagram story if you want to play along at home. Again, at Covino and Rich, and chime in with yours. We appreciate it. Let's get interactive. Let's get involved.
And should I do $10 each for all of us again?
Am
I being holiday generous? Nick Cope, you in on this or what?
Of course.
All right. Yeah, because I was going to say, you throw $10 and the $10 parlay for six, depending on who you pick, ranged from $10 paid out anywhere from $400 to over $1,000. So let's start with the Lions and Cowboys.
So tough already.
Cowboys, 15-game winning streak at home. Perfett, I know your heart's at the Lions. They are a feel-good story. First time they've won a division in 30 years. What are we thinking? No point spread, straight-up money line. Who's going to win? Lions at Cowboys.
These are always funny games this time of year because we talk, you know, I run the Pride of Detroit podcast. We talk to a lot of beat writers and experts on a lot of the opposing teams. And the last few weeks, it's always been like this dismal story. Oh, yeah, the Vikings are broken. Well, this week we get the Cowboys defense feels particularly broken. I think we're all in love with what the Cowboys have done at home with these 40-point destructions of teams. But I do think they feel a little more vulnerable. The Lions are getting back some pass rushers, and I don't know if C.J. Gardner-Johnson is going to play this game, but they're getting their defense healthy at the right time. They found this groove. They found this niche. And if they start out, you know, swinging strong in Dallas, they could really hang this. So, yeah, you say my heart's with the Lions. I think my head is leaning the Lions. I don't like them, but I think I've got the edge on Lions.
I'm writing down Lions. I am going Lions as well. All good things come to an end. 15-game win streak at home. I think this is a week where the Cowboys stumble again and everyone starts saying, oh, is this happening? Are they falling apart? I ask you,
another
Danny.
Stephen
Nick.
A. Smith video coming out.
I think they're fired up. That game last week, Covino, they should have had a W. It obviously came down to that last-second field goal. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to go with the Cowboys.
Cove?
Cowboys at home, huh? Keeping the streak alive. I'm going Lions. I think they're biting the kneecaps of the Cowboys this weekend.
Biting kneecaps.
They'll be 12-4 when it's all said and done.
Nick Cope, what you got, man?
I will gladly go against Jared Goff on the road against a good pass rush. Give me the Cowboys.
Okay, Nick's going Cowboys. Spotty boy, what you got?
Well, I host the Cowboys podcast.
What's the name of it?
Rootin' and Tootin' with
Rootin' and Tootin' with Spot.
Rootin' and Tootin' podcast.
I'm going to go Cowboys. Home field advantage. Let's go with Cowboys.
Okay, you're going for 16 in a row. All right, Dolphins at Ravens. The Ravens, this feels to me like not a trap game because the Dolphins are good, but it feels like you're coming off of this whooping of our Niners, which was, not expected. It was going to be, I thought they'd compete, but I don't know. You're traveling back across the country. The Dolphins, they're talking a little smack, saying the Dolphins are all finesse. They're not tough. I'm going Dolphins. I like Mike McDaniel to shut the Ravens up and make this a little interesting in the AFC. So I'm going Dolphins. Spot, what do you got? I'm going to you first.
Oh, thank you. I also host the Ravens podcast. I'm going to go with the Ravens on this one.
Ravens? All right.
Yeah, I
feel Camino, like
they're
got,
fighting
man?
For their life. I feel this one.
Mark me down for the Ravens as well, man. I just think Jackson is on a nice roll, and I think he keeps it going.
Danny G?
This is a tough one, but I feel like the Dolphins have a lot to prove right now, and they're a more physical team than what people realize. Because people think that, the offense is so finesse.
Dude,
but
top five run defense, top five run offense, and people say they're soft.
So I'm going to give a slight edge to the Dolphins. I'm going with Miami.
Yo, let's go to my boy Nick Cope. What's up, Nick?
All right, give me the Ravens here. They can wrap up the one seed. I think they get it done.
All right, Perfett.
I'm going to go Ravens on this. I know the Dolphins have something to prove, and what they're going to prove is that they ain't got it for these playoffs. I hate to say it, but like the Ravens are like one of the most complete teams I've seen. This offense is on a different level now with Lamar Jackson having this new offense and Zay Flowers, and it's at home, and it's the Ravens defense. I would be a fool to go against the Ravens.
Yeah, Zay Flowers has made such a difference. All right, Danny G, I'm going to already put you down for the Raiders on this one. Raiders at
Must
Colts.
Win, baby.
Raiders at Colts. There is a, like I said, that interesting opportunity where if the Raiders win out, and a couple little things happen, the Raiders will sneak in that 7 seed. Raiders at Colts. Covino, who do you have?
I'm going Raiders too, man. I'm buying into the hype. I love the whole Antonio Pierce storyline. I like how they're playing behind him. I feel like he's got the juice to keep them motivated. I like it. I'm going Raiders.
I'm going Raiders as well. Spot, what are you feeling?
I think I'm going to lean Raiders on this one for you, Danny G. Yeah.
You know what? It'll make Danny happy, too. Yeah. And I want Danny to be happier on the New Year.
Happy New Year, Danny.
Let's go to Perfett. Perfett, are you liking the Raiders or are you liking the Colts at home to try to feel their wild card fire?
I have a personal story. A set of Colts bloggers one time tried to get me fired from a job.
So you hate the Colts.
I'm also a Colts blogger.
I know. You've got every hat. Yes. Great. Thank you. I do, like, so I am predisposed to hate the Colts. I feel like I have leveled a curse upon them these last few years, and it's been working out very well. However, it's Minshew Mania on the other side. I want to see the AFC South on fire. Give me the Colts in this game.
Colts. Oh, and Nick Cope, what you home. Got?
I'm going home teams. Give me the Colts.
Colts? Yeah. All right. Well, that was three of our pick six. We're going to do the other three. And just to give you a little sneak peek, we'll do Saints, Bucks, Steelers, Hawks, and Packers, Vikings. So hang tight. And again, if you want to play along, it's always fun to hear from everyone that listens and watches. At Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio, your pick six, the six toughest games of the week to try to decide upon. And if anyone goes 6-0, my goodness, the payout on a six-team moneyline parlay. And if you go to DraftKings Sportsbook, you can always use our code CRSHOW, code CRSHOW. Filling in for Dan Patrick, and we got more next, and we'll finish our picks live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. It's Covino and Rich.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the Kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Thank you for hanging out with Covino and Rich. Ow. I love the John Sterling remix of this when he's like, ow.
Speaking of this, we did covers yesterday. I don't think we got to this one.
I know.
Is this better than the... I don't think it is as good as the original.
Oh, no, nothing competes with Cameo, yeah.
What is wild about Cameo...
Word up.
...is that he grew up to be one of the greatest astrophysicists by the name of Neil deGrasse Tyson.
It's not him.
It's the same guy.
True. Oh, you're talking about Blackman?
Looks like him.
Word up. Word. It's the code word.
Same CNR. Mustache.
Yeah, same stash. In for Dan Patrick. It's always a pleasure. The Dan Patrick hat trick. Hope you're having a great week. Hope you have a nice weekend. Happy New Year. And remember to check out our bonus podcast on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. It's called Overpromised. We went over the top 10 standout moments in sports according to us. And we're going to pick our favorites. One moment each later on in the show. Plus, weekend hobnobbing, getting you ready for the weekend. It's kind of tough because... Not like a lot of, aside from football, not a lot of things I care to watch.
I'll
aside from football.
You know what? I'll give you one. I'll save it for weekend hobnobbing because there's something very awesome coming out on New Year's Eve that I know you're all going to want to watch. But let's get back to our pick six. We went over the top six games of the week as far as competitiveness, like games that mean something. Like, we're not talking about the Niners. Commanders, I guess you'd imagine that's a tune-up game for Purdy and everyone to get back on track.
Yeah, but all these games, Rich, you know, it's down to the nitty-gritty. They all count because it's all for the Tostitos nowadays.
For all the Tostitos.
And the Pop-Tarts.
And Pop-Tarts. And the eggnog and mayo. We're not talking about the Eagles, Cardinals. You know, we're not talking about the games that should be tune-up games and get back on track games. We're talking about the Lions, Cowboys. We went over that one. We went over Dolphins, Ravens, Raiders, Colts. Let's pick it up, gentlemen, with Saints at Bucks. Now, you got to go back to October for their first matchup. Baker had a big game. They won 26-9. And this week, they're playing in Tampa. Does that give the Bucks even more of an advantage? Do you see the Bucks just rolling here? What do you think? This is a close one.
I'll start it off. I'm going Bucks all the way here. I'm on team Baker Mayfield. Mentioned him earlier because a lot of people are like, Joey Flacco. Comeback player of the year, you know, all prisoners of that moment because it's a great moment. Joey Flacco, man, went from the couch. Now he's 4-1 with the Browns. Yo, what Baker Mayfield is doing with the Buccaneers is amazing. What is this? His fourth team now? He got bounced around.
Yeah.
No one expected this. Now they're in position to win the division.
I'll tell you what, that little moment with the Rams a year ago showed you. I think that showed everyone, like, yo, Baker still got something. Let's not give up on this guy.
Yeah.
He showed it this year.
He's leading the team. He found a spot, and they're playing at home. Tampa Bay for me.
Why is the point spread only two? Anyone have a thought on that as we go around the room? Why is it only two? Bucks by two. You would think maybe 3.5 or four, but I love the Bucks in this game as well. I'm going Bucks, Covino. Danny G, what you got?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago when I went 5-1, my only loss is when I went against the Bucks. I'm not going to do that again. I'm taking Baker.
Smart okay. man.
Spotty?
I'm going to take Bucks as well. I think they're in a groove. I think they found their little niche there.
I think once they hit a better team in the postseason, a la the Lions, Niners, Eagles, that's when they get caught up. But for now, I think the Bucks, Perfette.
Yeah, I think it's not just Baker Mayfield, it's the defense. They kind of had this lull, but they started hot middle of the season. They had the lull. It feels like they found their groove again. I just can't trust the Saints here. It feels like a genuinely broken team.
The Saints,
this gives the Bucs the edge for that NFC South. I'll take the Bucs.
I don't trust
Saints
the Saints.
Coming off a loss. Buccaneers going for 5 in a row, man.
The Saints are so untrustworthy. That's a good way to put it. They're like the girl you date who you know when she goes out to the club, she's probably going to screw some other dude. Like, she had untrustworthy. Like, I don't trust you. I would never put a dollar on the Saints. And watch, they'll beat me now. Nick Cope, what you got?
Who would have thought at the start of last season that anyone would have taken Baker Mayfield over Derek Carr? But here we are. Let's make it a clean sweep. The Bucks.
Bucks across the board, which means you know the Saints are going to win. All right, real quick, we got to keep rolling. Steelers at Seahawks, 2-8-7 teams fighting for playoff hopes. Seahawks have a cleaner path to the playoffs than the Steelers. The game's in Seattle. Real quick, I'm going Seattle. I just think that I think the Steelers are falling apart. But then again, they did have a nice win last week. But I'll go Seattle.
Same. Put me down, Seattle. Okay. Room Seattle here.
Covino, Seattle. Danny G?
I'm going to go the other way. Tomlin has the Steelers fired up.
You said that last week.
Yeah, I did. And he proved me right.
Yeah. Nick Cope, we'll go to you.
I'm going to take the Seahawks. The Steelers are Jekyll and Hyde. I don't trust them.
Yeah. Perfette.
I agree that Tomlin has this team fired up, but this is where the dream dies, all right? This is where this whole idea of Tomlin as a winning coach is dying. Seahawks went back into the playoffs. They're at home. Everything's aligned here, and I'm not trusting Mason Rudolph to be the one
it's still the holidays.
The Steelers out of
here. He had his
Christmas miracle. You know, Seahawks.
My wife yelled at me. She goes, Covino was right because I bet on the Bengals. She's like, why would you bet against Rudolph on Christmas Eve? I go, you're right. I'm sorry.
Silly.
So
silly
dumb
move.
So Perfette saying Seattle and Spotty.
I'll take Seahawks as well.
Seahawks as well, Seattle. All right, cool. And again, we'll post all this at Covino and Rich. We'd love to hear your six picks. I'll post the games. That way you guys can play along at home. Last one, real quick. Packers, Vikings. Nick Mullins not starting. Who's starting?
Like Jaren Hall. Jared Hall.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, who?
Jaren.
He's a rookie they've had. That's
out of BYU.
Like, they wanted to unwrap him so bad.
Out of BYU, he's not Steve Young. I'm straight up saying Packers. I know it's in Minnesota, and I know the boss is a Vikings fan. Sorry, Scott. But I'm going Packers on this one. Let's go Pack. What do you think, Cove?
I feel like the Vikings are in a little bit of a skid right now. So, yeah, I think Packers. Let's go Packers on this one.
All right, Danny G.
I'm going to go the other way and take the Vikings.
All right.
Wow.
Here we go. Spotty boy.
I'm going to go with Vikings as well.
Okay. Is it because you like Vikings?
I do. Okay. And I look like one when I put a hat on.
By the way, I have a Packers podcast that's called From the Window to LaFleur. I don't know if you ever heard of it. Nick Cope, what you
Stop
got?
It. Yeah, Packers are 0-3 since that big Chiefs win.
30 seconds.
I think it's 0-4. Give me the Vikings.
Vikings for Nick and Perfette. Wrap it up, buddy.
All right. As a Lions fan and someone who gets to run a Lions podcast, a real one.
A real one.
I cannot take the Packers for any situation, no matter what. I'm going to take... can I root for a meteor in this game? for paper, give me the Vikings, but I don't like either team.
Okay, perfect. Again, at Covino and Rich, at Fox Sports Radio, we'll post our six picks, and you can play along. We got more. Covino and Rich in for Dan Patrick next. It's Friday. Fox Sports Radio. Hanging
in. Yeah.
This is for all the Tostitos.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility